Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thrifter's Villa, a podcast for resellers and entrepreneurs. I'm Daniela.
And I'm Jen. And today we are breaking down the summer 2023 trends. What do we see trending online, the runway, and of course, how to apply this to your reselling business?
There are so many fun trends to go over with everyone. So let's dive right in. We will see you at the table. Trend
We're
episode.
So, we love our trend reports and our trend episodes. And I know the folks that are listening to us today also love them. So we hope you guys enjoy because we're really excited to talk about summer, which is a big shocker because Danielle and I generally do not like summer clothes.
And I was going to say, we don't like summer trends and we like this summer trend. This is probably the first summer trend that I have ever done that I'm like, oh, I actually like almost everything.
Yes.
That they're talking about.
Yes.
And not only do I like what they're talking about, I like what I'm seeing in the retail stores too. We can talk about that. That's going to be part of our bonus episode for our Patreon group. We're going to be talking about that. But before we dive in, okay, housekeeping things. Number one, when we have a trend episode, that means that we are going to be releasing a new Thrifter's Villa magazine. So the second edition will be coming out within the week, we'll say. Mm-hmm. So that's launching to our Patreon members. We'll be breaking down each look that we're going to describe in this episode, offering you guys photos of each trend, breaking down what's trending on the resale platforms, which is what a lot of people like to see too. So that's number one. And mm-hmm. then Jen, want to take number two?
Yes. And then of course, whenever we do a trends episode, we always release a bonus episode for our Patreon. And of course, today is no different. We are going to be chatting about what we are adding to our closets this summer, season two, which is super exciting because I know I'm actually going places, which is cool. What are we on the hunt for too, while we're in the thrift stores or while we're shopping? You know, what are the looks that we're looking for? So again, if you are not a part of our Patreon group, we would love for you to join. You get a lot of really fun, you know, bonus content, whether it's episodes or the magazine or anything else. We also have the monthly chit chat with our group as well, which is always really nice too. So we would love to have you join our Patreon family.
Yes, please. And okay, so let's just go into summer 2023 trends because there's a lot for us to cover in this episode. And I think it's interesting because this year's fashion in general is like evolving each season, and it's like starting to gain a certain aesthetic, which is very interesting in the way that it's not disjointed, where I feel like most of the time each season doesn't really blend with each other. It's very disjointed from one another. And we're not really going to mention denim, which is probably the weirdest thing because denim is always a big part of trends. And there's some denim that we're going to throw in, but for the most part, we're going to be playing off of like aesthetics and colors and patterns and textures. When it comes to denim, the real big thing that we want to mention is that indigo is actually the color of the summer denim trend. And I think it's because of one of the trends that we've already talked about before, but we're going to talk about now as well, which is mermaid core. So that's part of the reason.
Yeah.
It's a little odd that we're not going to be talking about too much denim.
No, not at all. Yeah, I definitely think that it is interesting. And, you know, like we said, something that we're seeing in summer trends is we're seeing a big difference where it's like things are pairing together. Things it's like about having like the destination look or something. And again, part of that we're going to be talking about, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard about, is just about this whole quiet luxury kind of look and feel and everything. Yeah. So we're going to get all into that. So why don't we just go ahead and get started with the first trending style that we have that we are seeing, which, you know, it's funny. I remember this style coming out when we were younger and thinking, oh, those are too long. I don't think I'd wear those. And now I'm like, oh, I'm all about it, which is a Bermuda short.
But I also think they're doing it much better now. Like
so much more posh. Don't you feel? Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think what they're doing is they realized, okay, people do want the longer length short, but we need to make it aesthetically pleasing. And what they've done basically is they've chopped off the trouser and they've made it into a Bermuda, and it's smart.
It's exactly right. There's, you know, think about these Bermuda shorts with like beautiful pleating on them, higher rises, right? Buttons, you know, like big, beautiful buttons on the top, or like belts and like really oversized loops, you know, for your belt, like flat pockets, all these different kinds of bells and whistles, you know. And where I think when the Bermuda short in the early 2000s, when that came out, it was just more like a cargo short that
Yeah,
was
that's
long.
exactly what it was. Or it was like this weird cut denim. And I just don't think denim works as a Bermuda the same way as we're seeing it now, because now we're seeing it with cottons and linens or cotton linen blends and a lot of like lightweight fabric for the Bermuda,
Yes. And
which
then
I like.
also what you're pairing it with is very, very
Yes.
different. Where before, I feel like with the Bermuda short, it was like seen as almost touristy. You
Yeah,
know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
you know, you're wearing your Bermuda short with your button down Tommy Bahama floral shirt. And that was kind of, or like a white t-shirt was kind of what you wore. Now it's like this elevated look, which is really interesting because I'll see a lot of it with like perhaps like a matching blazer, or I'll also see it too, which I love, with a crop top because it's a lot more higher rise. I see, you know, people wearing bathing suit tops with it. I see like very exaggerated, oversized, like tank tops with like bows on them, or some, you know, just like really fun pieces where it's like a little bit tighter on the top, but like looser and more flowy on the bottom. I know I personally have always liked that type of look, and having that just juxtaposition of like having, you know, the difference between the two is always really, really nice. So, like you were saying, Daniela, it is more elevated. So, it's like you can see people in the office wearing this, which is really nice. You can see people going out, you know, it's for dinners, wearing this type of stuff. And you know, we are seeing a little bit of denim in here. I have seen some of that at too. But where I feel like it's really, really strong, it's just like you said, in these lightweight fabrics, right? And like we said, with the pleating, and I think that this look is going to transition all summer long. And I could even see people, I don't know, maybe in the fall, like maybe wearing like a thicker Bermuda short with maybe like some like hosiery or
I was just
something, you
going to
know?
say that
Right?
because hosiery is actually something, sheer hosiery is something that is going to be trending in the summer. And I can see that sheer hosiery transitioning to maybe a more decorative, thicker hosiery. And then having the boots with the Bermuda and the blazer. Like I can see it going all the way from summer, fall, winter, and then probably continuing on to spring of next year. I know the spring shows are already coming out for next year. I haven't looked at them. I try to stick with what I'm in right now because they do change. I mean, the runway releases things so early and things evolve. But I love the way that they have elevated the look. It's very classic, and I think that's kind of the theme of summer is we're doing classic. We are going classic and elegant and aesthetically pleasing. Like it's very much everything is very aesthetically pleasing to the eye. And I think we're going to see a heavy influence from summer really go into fall and winter. I think fall and winter is going to look very different than what we're used to seeing, and I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for it too. So, you know, something that we can think about when you're in the thrift stores, like we said, this style was popular about 15 years ago or so. I know that the cut might not be exactly what we're looking at. However, I do think that you'll be able to find this length quite a bit in the thrift stores. But if you are also a crafty person, like Daniela said, maybe you can find some beautifully pleated pants and turn them into shorts and sell them. Who knows? You know, I know we have a lot of really crafty listeners out there. So, there's definitely ways that you can find Bermuda shorts in the thrift store.
I think another way too to think about the Bermuda short in the thrift store is if you're finding shorts from like the 80s, I think that's gonna be more similar to what the Bermuda short is now. And in the 80s, it was just a short, like that's just what the shorts were. I'm thinking of like Talbots. I don't know why that pops into my head, but like Talbots, old school Talbots.
I
I
can
don't
see
know.
that.
The pleated, like something about Talbots is what comes to mind. Anyway, so that's a Bermuda short, which we like. The next one I'm on the fence with, but I do think looks cute on the younger generation, and it's the mini fit and flare dress. I think it's adorable for the younger kids. I think it's a great variation. I love the look.
Yeah. But I do think it is leaning more towards a younger audience.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously this is also known as the baby doll dress, right? So generally like an empire waist, and mm-hmm. it's going to be like a mini skirt. So I think it's fun. I love this whole look. I think that you could definitely rock it with like a pair of platform shoes. Like, think Baby Spice.
Just Google Baby Spice. It's true. It's true. And I think they're, you know, if you want to look for a more sophisticated mini fit and flare, I think Banana Republic is doing this really well. I think we're going to talk about Banana Republic when we do our bonus episode, because, oh my God, everything Banana Republic right now. But that's in the bonus episode.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. Yeah.
You can do this very elegantly and do a more traditional A-line fit and flare kind of look to it, and not have the top, because a lot of these baby doll mini fit and flares, that the tops are, I mean, the V-necks are, they're low. They're very low. Mm-hmm. And if you do a traditional fit and flare, it's going to come more to your knees, and the top's going to be a little more modest. So there are ways to play around with it. But I do think in general, this look is going to be for the younger crowd. And then the other one is strapless dresses, which I think is so crazy that it's coming back. But that's also the Y2K, so I get it.
Strapless is so incredibly Y2K. It's crazy that strapless is coming back. I'm not a fan of strapless personally, because I always feel like I was like, have to like hike up my bra or hike up my dress.
Yeah, and like,
but it is very popular, and there is a ton of that in the thrift stores. At least,
so you say that, I always bypass it, right? But then when we were doing this research, I was like, so is there some strapless stuff that I should be thinking, like a strapless fit and flare? I should probably start like experimenting if it's cheap enough and see, okay, maybe this would be worth it.
If you see a piece that looks pretty interesting to you, that looks like it is vintage and it is strapless, I mean, throw it in your cart, do some research,
mm-hmm.
see if it's something that seems to be selling and working. A lot of times with a lot of these different styles, you know, we don't recommend for you to now go to the thrift store and buy every single strapless.
Yeah, don't do that. Please don't do that.
But what I want you to do is go in and start looking and seeing like what kind of strapless styles are people looking for? Is there a specific shape to the bottom that people are looking for? Is there a specific pattern or style or fabric type? You know, you want to look at all this kind of stuff, because there definitely is opportunities there. Yeah. But obviously you need to make sure that you do your research, because not everything that you find at the thrift store is going to be a winner, as we all know. But
yeah,
definitely with this piece, like we said, you know, like we said, designers are adding with all the new variations of it, right? Like ruffles, puff sleeves, and other elements and designs to make, like you said, the strapless just more elegant. And you know what? You actually even mentioned here, like, bold earrings and layering on of necklaces. I am seeing like big door knocker like earrings.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about this. I got a whole accessory section. Can't wait.
I love it. But you know, but you said, you know, falling down of the strapless dress. Yes, that is a big thing. So again, undergarments, we've talked about undergarments before. Definitely take a look at those when you're in the thrift stores, because if people are going to go with strapless dresses, they're going to need some strapless bras or some strapless Spanx or some strapless something.
I know. And the other thing too, with the strapless, I think the biggest thing that I see in like the TikTok crowd, right? Like, I'm not on TikTok, but what I see when I Google things.
You sounded like the other grandma there. I'm sorry.
But I feel like a grandma when I talk about TikTok.
I don't even go on, because I refuse.
I don't have it on my phone. I don't care about it. But like, these are the things that I see popping up when I look at fashion, right?
Yeah.
Tube tops. So I think the younger generation thinks of strapless as like tube tops. And I'm like, ew, that's gross. Like, that's what
I hate
were.
Tube top. But hey, if that's what people want.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, Jen, the next one.
Oh my gosh. This one, I mean, there is no denying that this is hot, hot, hot. It's everywhere. It's going to be here all summer. We know the movie that just came out too for this, which is also fueling this fire, and it is Mermaid Core.
Mm-hmm.
It is everywhere, especially like we said, with the release of The Little Mermaid and how everyone is going crazy over this movie. Mermaids are in, mermaids are hot, being a mermaid, wanting to be a mermaid, everything to be by the water. It's super, super in. Right. So what does that mean? Like, when we say, okay, what's that in? Like, am I telling you to go and buy a fishtail? No,
please don't buy that. Unless you want to wear it yourself, then fine.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. But like, you know, you got to think like,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Beachy woven totes. Oh my gosh, these are huge right now. And not even just for like wearing to the beach. People are like wearing these out and about nowhere near the beach.
Wasn't it Loewe who came out with one last year or the year before that was super hot? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, exactly. And then of course, iridescent everything, especially the scale like sparkles. That is absolutely huge. And then of course, seashell accessories. I see that everywhere.
2001, 2002, Hollister and Abercrombie. That's all that comes to mind.
It was all over Zara when I went to Zara. Like things also like embroidered with like seashells and corals and you know what I mean? Seaweed even, like all this print and everything. It's just all about like this whole mermaid look. But it's also like, it's weird. It's like mermaid, but like a hippie boho mermaid.
Yeah. It's like, it's transitioning from, because I feel like in the spring, it was very much mermaid. Like everything about it was mermaid. And now it's like, we need to fit boho somewhere. So where can we put it in? Because we really are not seeing bohemian in the way that we have in the past in summer, right?
No.
So this is, I think, their way of doing it and kind of mixing in that fringe crochet kind of look and having, they almost look like seaweed, but it's fabric that's attached to people's sleeves. Like you'll see them on the runway. It's like extra fabric that flows in the bottom of a sleeve and it looks like seaweed. Like it has that look to it. It's either a chiffon material is my guess.
It's a fringy seaweed.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And dip dye. So dip dye was big in during COVID, right? Like it was huge during that, but it's big again now to create this ombre look that would like mimic water. A mermaid style.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you said that cobweb weaving items. Oh my gosh, that is everywhere. And what we mean by that is like kind of like cutouts everywhere.
Yeah, it looks like it's broken, but it's not.
It's trashed, right? Yes, but it's like you're shipwrecked and you're so gorgeous while you're shipwrecked and like
again, I think this is a big trend with the younger generation. I think like this is a big Depop thing. I can totally see this being a Depop thing and really catering to the Gen Zers, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. But definitely keep your eye on that. See any like anything with like mesh webbing, see-through types of fabrics, things that you can layer on top of other pieces too. 100% take a look at those pieces because that is what people are looking for. Just make sure to use the right keywords in your descriptions. Mermaid core, little mermaid, I don't know, beach, whatever you want to put on there. Like these are the words that you need to put in your descriptions because it could definitely get lost is what I'm saying. Yeah. So just be mindful when you are picking up things for mermaid core to ensure that your listing has the right keywords.
And disclaimer, if you are picking up items based solely on core, I caution people when they do that because cores come and go very quickly. Some stay for a long time and some come and go very quickly. So I think being up to date with how the core has changed, sometimes the pieces within a core stay, but they call it something else. So you really have to like stay on top of what those tag words are going to be.
Yeah.
This is just a really quick honorable mention. When it comes to bathing suits, we didn't, there isn't a ton on bathing suits, but printed one piece bathing suits are where we're kind of at. We're still seeing cutouts. We're still seeing the two piece, but we're really seeing a heavy focus on a one piece that has some kind of bold pattern on it for summer.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. So this, we've talked about this trend for a while. We've talked about metallics, right? Metallics have been pretty big for quite some time. We're still seeing metallics going strong. Obviously, that could also fall or sprinkle into some of the iridescent things that we've talked about. But what we're really seeing is when we think about metallics, think of like handbags. Mm-hmm. Handbags are really big right now when it comes to silver and gold. I am seeing this all over the place. I am seeing, believe it or not, I'm even seeing like gold shells. Mm-hmm. The gold shell clutch is like so big right now. That is huge, you know, and like we said, silver, all these just like really bright, shiny, smaller though bags, mm-hmm. it feels, you know, more intricate, detailed bags are really big right now. I'm pretty sure at the thrift store, you can find a lot of really beautiful yes. metallic silver and gold clutches. I know I'm personally on the hunt for one right now anyways, because I'm going to a wedding this summer and I want like almost like a, like something kind of in the middle between silver and gold. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like I want a clutch that's going to go with the bag that I want, and I want it in a metallic. Yeah. You know? So people are on the hunt for that. And I would love a vintage piece if I could find one.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, when it comes to the metallic bag, think like an old fashioned, like a vintage evening bag. That's basically the vibe that we're seeing with the metallics. I also have seen it mixed with raffia, which we're going to talk about a few bullets down. So they're also mixing textures with it, which I think is really fun. There's also metallics on the runway in terms of dresses and stuff, and they're very exaggerated and bold and couture. But I'd say overall, it's metallic bags. It's the accessory part of being metallic that's really, really big.
Yes, I agree.
We already talked about this one, fringe. But again, fringe, the idea of the fringe is just the flowing romantic.
Flowing romantic. Like we said, like I'm shipwrecked.
Yes, it's very. And with the fringe, it goes with some other things that we're going to talk about, like 3D florals, which we've talked about before, sheer materials, which we've talked about before. They all kind of come together. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we noticed when we were doing this, is almost every single trend goes together. Like it's almost the same thing, but it's mm-hmm. a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. We also had this thing about lace, which we didn't go into too much detail on this. Yeah. We have talked about how lace and like the whole like lacy cami
romantics
is super, super in right now. So keep your eye out. I would still say in the sleepwear section for yeah. camis that could pass off as tops. I see a lot of people wearing those, but it's mostly just lace tops that are still yeah. very big and that people are very much into. When it comes to the next trend, it's funny because it blows my mind, but it's like super long maxi skirts. And this is kind of one of the few things that we are seeing very, very strong in denim. Yes. It is the very long, you know, pretty much straight. I would have to say it's not flowy, mm-mm. but it is more like of a straight, long denim maxi skirt. Who was it recently? What's her name? Richie?
Hailey Bieber always Hailey is wearing. Bieber. She's okay, always she's the one. She's wearing
that, but also Nicole There's Richie's a few of them. Sister or whatever. The one that just got married.
Oh my God. Sophia.
Sophia Richie.
Oh my God. Sophia Richie, everything right now is what everyone wants.
Everybody wants that. And she was wearing a very long white maxi denim skirt and had it paired with like a really nice top, a really nice white top on it too and everything. And people are just going crazy for that look. I am seeing that everywhere too. So if you're in the store, in the thrift store, and you find a very long, more fitted, again, denim skirt, I would definitely grab that because people are on the hunt for that whole look. Like, you know exactly what I mean. Like take the denim skirt that's like the straight denim skirt and just elongate that all the way down and then just yep. have one tiny little cut slit in the front.
The slit in the front, it has to be there. Like
be there. That, so you can move.
Yes. The slit in the front has to be there. And like, so growing up, right, Jen, in the early 2000s era, the peplum denim skirt was also really big, where it was like an A-line peplum kind of stuff. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? It had like,
I know exactly what you mean, and I'm picturing the exact one that I have in my head.
You're mm-hmm. gonna find a lot of that at thrift store, and that's not what you should be buying.
No, and I also do not see Like we said, a long, flowy, like,
yeah, don't
messy,
do that either.
Like, you know what I mean? Like maxi flowy denim skirt. I'm not seeing that either. So definitely it is interesting to see that it is a more tailored look, which brings us into our next thing, which is tailored vests.
Ah, tailored vests.
Vests are everywhere.
I didn't think I was going to like this until I actually saw them like on people and in the stores. And I'm like, oh no, I love this look. Like, I think it could replace the tank top in the most amazing way. Like people are wearing it with nothing underneath, right? They're just wearing their undergarment and the vest with a pair of trousers or a pair of baggy jeans or like putting a blazer over it. Like, it is just, I think it's such a put together look when you do it that way. But then I also love it when people are wearing the vest with like a fitted button down and they have the vest over it and it gives it like that traditional look. Like, I just think they've really,
I love vests. Vests were very into in the early 2000s. I owned quite a few vests. I remember I found a Dolce & Gabbana vest once at the thrift store and I had it for years. And I honestly just sold it probably like, well, not just sold it, like sold it maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But I used to love throwing on a nice, like you said, a white, like a nice crisp white shirt and like a vest on it. But also when, what Danielle is talking about how people are just kind of wearing it on their own too. Think of like, you remember Avril Lavigne?
Yes.
And like how she would pair a vest and she would have sometimes like a tie or something on it. That whole kind of look. It is like a very cool girl look. Like, I'm all about it. It looks really cool. So again, vests, I'm pretty sure go into the men's section.
Oh yeah.
Go and find yourself some vests. Go in a little boy section. You never know. You know, that could also be something definitely too that, like we said, people are on the hunt for. And that's kind of hard to find.
It is. It has to be. And it has to be like a this specific tailored look. So do a Google search so you can see what these vests are looking like, because it's not the traditional like tuxedo vest. It has shape to it. Like, it gives you a waist the way that they've cut it. So you need to look at that. But one of the other trends is the cargo pants, which we've talked about over and over again over the last, like, I want to say two different trend reports or three. The tailored vest is going with the cargo pant too, which I think is like giving it that edgier vibe, the skater girl kind of vibe. But the utility pockets on the cargo, I want you guys to just keep this in mind. It's changing. And we're going to keep seeing that change over the seasons. It's not the Y2K cargo pant anymore. We're kind of moving away from that. And it's becoming a utility pocket. So they're bigger. They're more exaggerated. They're on skirts. They're kind of everywhere. So you're going to see like this vest and cargo vibe go together. You're going to see the cargo pant turn into something a little more elegant, which is weird to think about. But like, there's these things that are changing and they all kind of intertwined. And these two go together.
Yeah.
The next one I'm really excited about.
Yeah. Go ahead, Daniela.
Raffia. I love it. And I've always loved it.
Yes.
I have always loved it. And it was like, it's so not so a elegant. Cool thing. It is, but it was so not a cool thing for like a few years. Like, it came in and then it left.
Yeah.
I've always loved it.
It's very classic.
Yes.
It's again with this whole trend that we're going to be talking about later on that we mentioned, but like, absolutely. It's such, I would put it in the same category as like linen and like, you know what I mean? All these like classic, like a tailored blazer or something, you know, I would put it in the same category. It's timeless. It absolutely is. There's going to be a ton of it in the thrift stores. I know there is, because every single, you know, decade has its variation of this. And I don't think that that should deter you from getting it, because people are looking for it. They are into it. I know I'm definitely on the lookout.
I'm on the hunt.
I am. I want a raffia hat.
Me too.
And I want a raffia clutch too for this summer. You should see some of the things that like, what is it called? I always forget what the name is. Cult Gaia. Look at Cult Gaia and see what they're doing.
So good.
It's so amazing. And just the bags that they have are just absolutely stunning. So again, this is a trend. Like we said, it comes and it goes, but it is being portrayed as very elegant, very delicate, refined. And it definitely gives you some tropical summer vibes, but it's like going into this new way of like minimalism and neutral tones and light fabrics. And like you said, like you're ready to just like hop on your plane and here you are in your beautiful location that's right next to the water. It's giving off all of those vibes. So much of what we're seeing, it's just so heavy into the resort wear. It's crazy.
Yes.
Everyone's just like, I'm tired. I want to go somewhere. I am done being here. I need to go and live my fabulous life somewhere by the water, by, you know what I mean? Wherever it is, it's just like everything feels so resort wear, but it's like people are just wearing it out on the street right now. It's really cool to see.
So you're going to see this in handbags, clutches, shoes, belts, hats. It's an accessory piece, but it really just changes the outfit. And I think the best part about it is it doesn't matter what color your outfit is. It matches with everything. I don't care if you're wearing hot neon pink. It's going to match.
It actually looks great with hot neon pink.
It does.
It looks great with everything. So I think 100%. It's definitely something that, like we said, we're on the hunt for. You should look for it too. It's definitely going to be the thrift stores. Like, because like we said, it's just something that's been around for a really long time. And if it's done well, people want it.
And it lasts a long time. So like the pieces that you find are going to be in really great condition. Yes. It's not a material that like doesn't wear. It wears very well.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, this next one. I do like this. I mean, I love minimalism in a way, but I also don't like minimalism. I'm always like flipping back and forth.
But here's my thing with this one. And it's still quiet luxury.
It is. It probably is. Yeah, it is. Well, so what we're talking about 90s minimalism, right? So we feel like it's still big, but it is focusing, you know, a little bit more earlier on within like the 80s and then all the way to like the 2010s. So it's like this big, big span of like minimalism. And it's just like we said, it's a lot of different things that we've talked about before with minimalism, whether it's like lighter tones and colors and like just more traditional cuts of the fabrics.
Right. Tank tops. Like it's a mix tank top of things.
With a pair of jeans.
Yeah, right. Very 90s, right? A white tank top with a pair of jeans. It's very Princess Diana, like 90s Princess Diana. So don't think not 80s Princess Diana, 90s Princess Diana, where she's wearing the sweatshirt with the shorts and like it's very influenced by, I think, her, Cindy Crawford, like those women of the 90s. It's very influenced by them.
Seriously, folks, Google like Princess Diana gym outfits.
Oh, yeah.
No joke. It is what everyone is wearing today. She looks fabulous in all her gym outfits. It's I don't know. I like all that stuff, but you and I are weird. We like those things.
Yeah, but I also think there's like this, while it has its own eras that it's looking at, the 80s to the early 2000s, it still fits into quiet luxury because the pieces are minimalistic. It's all neutral toned, but they're still classic. Mm-hmm. So I have a hard time distinguishing between 90s minimalism and quiet luxury because I feel like they're almost fused together at this point. But we'll go into that more as we continue on. 3D florals. We talked about this before, but it's evolving from the last time that we talked about it. When we talked about it, it was more of like a big rosette as like a couture piece almost. Now it's evolving into bridal, which I think is really, really fun. And I think it's the best way for this to evolve. It's these light romantic rosettes now, and you're seeing them on wedding dresses. You're seeing on gowns to go to weddings with, bridesmaid dresses. You're seeing it as decor at weddings. And it's this like applique little rosette. People are doing them as necklaces and you're seeing bows also incorporated with this. There's like a little bit of bows with the rosette.
Bows are big. 3D bows are everywhere. I see them on the shoulder, in the front, as the tie going out. That is absolutely huge. And like when you think of 3D florals too, I almost think of it as like it's a little bit of an iteration to...
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Back in the early 2000s, do you remember, Daniela, how everyone wore a pin?
Yeah.
A flower on everything.
On your corduroy jackets.
On your jackets, on your dresses, on very Sex in the City.
Mm-hmm.
Early 2000s of like what Carrie Bradshaw would wear. It's like the flower has like come off of the little brooch and it's like now smack dab in the center of your chest, and it's grown like 5 times the size. And it's just this big flower that's on your chest. And I'm all about it. I love it. It looks fun. It looks cool. It's really, really neat to kind of see, but you're right. It's like these big, bold, like big flower, big bow, big something, just like right in your face. I'm all about that.
Mm-hmm. And then you have this other element of, it could also be print. Like it doesn't necessarily have to be this applique type of thing. It can be also 3D looking bold patterns and prints on dresses. I don't remember what company it was, but it was on the runway and it's almost like pixelated. So like it's a sweater, but it looks pixelated because of the way they designed it. So it looks like you're looking at a pixelated photo on a computer, but they're wearing it. It's very bizarre, but we're going to see, I think, more and more of like this 3D concept coming out. But I do think the 3D florals, very big in the bridal world this summer and fall. So if you are someone that likes to pick up things that are for weddings or wedding guests, look for items that have these romantic elements to it, like the rosette. We already talked about this one, but sheer material. It goes with the lace. It goes with the fringe. It goes with all the things we already talked about. It's been trending for like years at this point.
Everywhere. And you have to also think too, like when you think of the sheer material, this also goes along the lines with 3D items as well.
Yes.
Because a lot of these dresses, it's a sheer dress. And then it's like, there's the applique, right? That's mm-hmm. on top of it. That is like a whole bunch of florals that are all popping out or something mm-hmm. at you. That is also really big. Honestly, just Google 3D floral dress. You'll see what I'm talking
there's
about.
So many.
But and a lot of these things are in a sheer material. So very big. And it's very much like, what's really cool about it is that sheer material now, as opposed to before, is really focusing too on so many different shades due to the mm-hmm. color of people's skin, which mm-hmm. is so nice to see, because it's like now you can even match as closely as you can, right,
to your skin type.
And mm-hmm. it just looks like you're wearing nothing but like that, whatever that is,
right.
Like, whether it's flowers, bows, or whatever. It's stunning. It's beautiful. But if you find, like she said, a sheer material dress, it's definitely something worth looking at and picking up, because like we said, it is more elevated the look, but like people just are going nuts over it because it's just another way to like have that whole like see-through element.
Yes. And layering, layer, layer, layer. Everyone wants to layer, and having that last sheer piece to layer on top is a big deal. Okay. I thought this one was interesting, and it's a denim. So there's that, but denim bustiers, but think, so not so much a corset, but it is kind of like a corset, I guess. It mm-hmm. just doesn't have a corset back to it, but this is like, it's being used as a layering piece. So I'm seeing it, like people are wearing it on its own. You can wear it on its own, like a corset, you can wear it on its own. But I'm seeing it also with the long sleeve button up with the bustier over it, right? And it just mm-hmm. kind of like gives the waist the shape.
Yeah.
It's street style. It's very much street style. But I think people are also trying to make it look fancy. I think the whole vibe of 2023 is, how can we make things look fancier? Like when the trouser trend started happening last year, and it's just kind of carried over,
mm-hmm.
wear it with blazers, bomber jackets, like style it up. So it's not just you wearing a corset, right? Like there's more to it.
Yeah. And I'm actually seeing a lot of people layer these corsets to over like a classic white button up mm-hmm. top too. That's mm-hmm. very popular too. So going with a very oversized button up and then like putting a denim corset over it. It's definitely a very different type of look too. But like you said, Daniela, it's like, it's not just like when you think of a traditional corset where it's just like the boning stuff. Like we see the sweetheart neckline. We see mm-hmm. ones with like actual straps on them. It's almost like people have also taken the denim jumpsuit and like cut it in half.
Yep. That's exactly like, what they've done.
That whole style is very, very in. The whole Canadian tuxedo look, everything mm-hmm. super big still. People are loving the denim on denim on denim kind of look.
Yeah. I love this next one because it's just what I wear all the time. And it's summer black. This is literally a trend. Summer black. It's classic black lightweight pieces. So whether it's in shorts or dresses, it's going to be a linen piece. It's going to be a cotton piece. It's going to be some type of lightweight material, that natural fiber. And it's just classic black pieces. And I love that because that's generally what I'm going to lean towards, even if I'm going to go out at night, is I just ordered a pair, actually, black pleated linen Bermuda style shorts. I ordered a pair because I think that's a perfect way to do a classic summer black, is you're going to have a black linen short and then whatever type of top you decide to go with it. And you can throw a blazer over it, or you can, I don't know. There's just something about the color black in clothing that just, it speaks to me.
You do like a black.
I do. I just bought a black linen H&M dress at the thrift store. And the amount of compliments that I've gotten on it, because it has this puff sleeve with almost like a 3D floral on the sleeve itself. Mm-hmm. And it's like a midi style, and I belt it. And people are like, where'd you get that? Is that from this store? Is this from that? I'm like, no, it's just H&M from the thrift store. That's where it is. But I do think that the summer black that we're seeing is because of the classic styles that are coming in from quiet luxury, from the 90s minimalism. Like, that's where this comes from.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't know. Should we talk about the next trend, or should we go on the shoes?
Let's go on to shoes, okay. Accessories, all that fun stuff. These don't take long to go over. And then we're gonna do our little segment on this last thing. Okay. Oh, I don't like this first one.
I'm not a fan of it either, but it's everywhere, and it's the puff slides. So think of, like, you know, we talked about the whole like puff bags that were really in. It's like now it's like in your shoes, so it's almost like you're wearing like blown up shoes.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's very puffy, but it's just like a slip-on slide. That's all it is. Not sure if you'll find any in the thrift store, but very popular, very trendy. So next one is going to be the low profile sneaker, which I think that has gone away. That went away for a long time. We were really into like high tops, bigger types of sneakers and everything, but you know, we're really thinking like Adidas, the Samba sneaker. You know, the sneaker has been very big in Europe for a long time right now. And the trend is like finally starting to make its way now to the US. We said good luck trying to find these brand new, because they are selling out very, very quickly. So maybe you'll get lucky and somebody got it for a birthday and they didn't like it, and you'll end up finding it at the thrift store. Stranger things have happened. Yes, definitely. So the low profile sneaker trend, you know, it's helpful, you know, to understand all these trends when you're at the thrift store, because not everybody's going to want this exact sneaker, but they might want something that like mimics that trend or looks like that trend or took inspiration from that trend. And it's now at the thrift store.
Yeah. I love a low profile sneaker. I've always liked that look. I'm not a big Adidas Samba fan, but I do know a lot of people love that sneaker. And for those who don't know, the Samba sneaker is a soccer shoe. So the fact that it's trending as like fashion wear is interesting. The next one has been a trend for a while, and it's a dad sneaker, but really we're talking about New Balance here. And you can do a quick Google search, but in the magazine, we break down the specific New Balance styles that you should be on the lookout for. Jen's making a face of disgust. There's a few that New Balance has done.
I hate the dad sneaker look. I've hated it since it came out like 4 years ago.
I know.
It's been around for a long time.
I know.
I'm just not a fan. I'm sorry.
But now they have different colorways that make it kind of cute. Okay, we're going to move on. We're going to move on from that one. The ballet flat, we already talked about this like two seasons ago. But I feel like it's even bigger. And I didn't even know that was possible. And it's more of I want to say it's like a Mary Jane and ballet flat put together. That's
Yeah,
kind of like the vibe that I see. And if you're looking to dip into the luxury resale market, the iconic Chanel ballet flat with the black leather cap toe, cream colored leather quiltedness in the back, like it's the classic Chanel shoe. That's what a lot of people are looking for. Like it's bloggers have it on their bucket list to find it on like Vestiaire and stuff. So we are seeing that being like the number one thing. But I think any colorful ballet flat, any neutral color ballet flat, anything that looks like a Mary Jane, I think that's a safe bet to pick up and sell.
Yep, absolutely. Backless loafers. We've talked about loafers. Loafers have been in for a really long time, so those are really not going away. And textured loafers, though, now again, like raffia inspired, kind of feel. So just loafers are still very much in, so don't stop picking them up. Especially like we said, the Y2K styles or anything that you see, people are on the hunt and looking for those, and we're not really seeing loafers slowing down.
No, they're going to pick up if anything when fall winter comes.
Oh yeah.
Fisherman style sandals, aka woven leather, or Farm Rio does a good fisherman style sandal as well. Architectural and skinny wedges. So these are not your traditional wedge. This is like it has shape to it and it is skinny. It is a very skinny wedge and it's almost an accent piece to a shoe. It's
Yeah,
not cork,
I've seen these.
not
I've seen
cork.
these. Yeah, they're not cork. A lot of them I see them in like Lucite. I see them in like acrylic. I see, yeah, it's just like Daniela said, a very sculptural wedge. I think a lot of us are very used to like a chunky wedge,
Yeah, this
and
is
we
not that.
or like an espadrille kind of feel of a wedge. Like we said, that is definitely not what we're seeing. And then one more shoe that I did want to put on here, we have a couple that I'm seeing a lot of is the platform heel. Platform heels are huge. I am looking for a pair of platform heels too, because I'm gonna be in a wedding with most of the girls that are like 5'10" and taller, and I'm 5'2", so your girl needs some height. So
Mini.
size 6, if anybody has platform heels, that would look nice at a wedding. But I'm seeing them like really fancy too, like Bagley Mishkla. Like all these people have like these beautiful style, like fancy looking platforms. Like I think when we thought of platforms, it was more like streetwear, you know what I mean? But no, it's like this new like elevated elegant style of a platform heel, and I love it. I love the platform because it's actually more comfortable
It
than the
is.
traditional heel. And like I said, and it gives you some height.
Wasn't it Valentino last year that came out with like the platform super high-heeled Mary Jane shoe that
Oh.
was like it was like on the
That and that
bucket
is what's
list?
big. It's like a Mary Jane, like a small little strap, kind of look that's very, very in. But it's funny because then we also have micro heels. It's like a
Yeah.
small look.
Really, really tiny, tiny little heels. AKA just wear flat.
Just wear a flat, or like if you find some cute kitten heels, people are all about that
Yeah.
right now too.
The pointed toe is back, guys. I know it left for a little bit. We got the square toe, and I think the square toe is still mixed in there, but pointed toe, and I think it's because of all the trousers that people are wearing now. I think that's why. The pointed toe looks amazing under a trouser.
I love pointed toe. I've always loved pointed toe. It makes my toes or my feet look like really like long and lean, and anything that makes me look long and lean, I'm all about
So those are the shoes, and I think that's pretty much those are going to be the biggest ones that we're going to see. Next is accessories, and we already alluded to this, but 80s jewelry, chunky cuff bracelets, big earrings, gold and silver, like anything that's big that adds interest to the outfit. It's chunky short chain necklaces, like anything that is in that area, 80s.
I
But oh
want
my
it,
God,
and
how easy
I
is
want it
this?
all. Look
Me
at, just go
too.
look at Zara. Go look at Zara and see what they're doing.
And
It's
then go to the
all
thrift store and pick up the exact same thing for $2. Like
exactly.
if you want to get into jewelry and it's super easy to do and it's not super expensive to dabble into and it doesn't take up a lot of real estate when it comes to inventory management, oh my God, this is like go to Jenny Bird's website. You want to see what some of these things look like? Jenny Bird is very expensive. It is a very expensive jewelry line, fashion jewelry. Go check it out. go to Madewell's website. They're coming out with all these different things too. And I think with the 80s jewelry, besides the chunkiness of earrings and everything, hoop earrings, which was introduced in the 80s, 90s, in the modern sense anyway, they're now coming into different shapes. So it's not just a traditional round hoop. They're swiveled, they're door knocker, they're rectangular. It's still minimalistic in the way that it looks, but they have interesting shape. And what's her name? Oh my God. The two sisters that are models, Gigi and Bella.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bella Hadid has worn quite a few of these on the runway, and there's photos of her wearing them. Same Hailey Bieber's worn them. I think Hailey Bieber was the one that really like pushed it out there on social media. But so those two, I think if you want to get into fun earrings and necklaces and chunky bracelets, this is a great way to get into it. And it's just so easy to thrift store. Crossbody bags. But I want to preface it by saying, yes, crossbody bags are in and it's a great way to accessorize a piece. But there's also this big movement of like the bag that doesn't have handles that you basically just put under your arm. Like that's really big too. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like a Bottega. I think Bottega is really the one that started it.
Yeah. And I'm not seeing as many crossbody bags. It's kind of like they're slowing down a little bit right now. Cause it's like people are more about like holding
yeah.
their bags.
Yeah.
Or but like a shoulder bag or something. But like you do mention like the whole like camera size, you know, bag. It's like the crossbody is, it's like small and square.
It's an accessory piece. I think that's the best way to describe it. Phone straps. But I think this has been a thing that was around, went away. But now that people are traveling again, it's coming back around where like your phone is around your neck. Louis Vuitton has done this a few times too. And like you just have like one of those little card cases attached to the back of your phone and you're just off to the races and you do what you got to do. So if you can find them, great. I've never seen one at the thrift store, but it's possible. This next one. I don't think this is ever going to die.
Oh, the belt bag.
Yeah.
It's insane. Everyone is wearing this belt.
Everyone.
And it's just not dying. It's not going anywhere. Everyone
we thought it was going to. Do you remember? We were like, there's no way this is going to last. Yeah, we were wrong.
Lasting. Everyone's wearing it. I see every single like mom out there wearing it. Yeah. It's crazy. So yeah, absolutely. Like people are loving it. A lot of people are just wearing it like a crossbody. That's the biggest way that I'm seeing everybody wearing it. So this is definitely still on trend. If you find really interesting, it's basically a fanny pack. Okay. Let's not lie. It's a fanny pack.
It's not anything
find
special.
A really cool fanny pack or something like that. You should pick it up. Definitely. And if you're modeling it on a form or something, put it crossbody.
Yeah.
You should be set.
Good to go. Yeah. Scarves. We briefly talked about this last year. Wearing head scarves. It's still a thing wearing the head scarves. This will go into the last trend that we're going to talk about as well. Putting it around your handbag handles. That's very Hermes. A lot of people want to mimic that. So they do that. Putting it in your belt loops. So as an accessory piece to your jeans or pants, instead of wearing a belt, you're taking a scarf and putting it in there. That was interesting. And then of course, people wear them as tops as well. That's nothing new. We have headwear, which bucket hats and baseball caps. Those are probably the two biggest headwear things besides scarves that we're seeing. And then hair accessories, man, they're big. Hair clips, claw clips, headbands, preferably the padded ones, scrunchies. It's all about accessories, and I like that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And then finally, we have a few more things that we want to mention. So trending colors. Colors are, it's all about vibrant. That whole vibrant look, that vibrant feel. It's almost bordering on like neon.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not neon. It's vibrant, I would have to say. So you want to think like Miami Beach, you know, loud.
Oh, that's a good way of putting
fun
it.
Fun colors, you know, that's what you want to see. So it's elevated neon, right? So you've got your vibrant orange, olive, you know, to, you said to darker skin, you know, so it is more vibrant. You have a pale, like for paler skins, you want to go with like a shade that's more like coral or peach, you know? So like we said, neon is trending, but It is just more about the vibrancy of these pieces. So orange, bright pink, bright red, cobalt blue, all that kind of stuff. But orange is really hot right now. Red is big. It's having a moment. But again, yeah. It's like cherry red, like a really like pop red, you know, that you're seeing. Lavender too. Again, but it is like a softer, more, I think, mermaid.
It is. It's
like
mermaid
kind of feel, not like a French lavender or anything. Like, it's just like a bold in your face, really fun type of lavender. And the other colors we talked about are powdered blue, sky blue. We talked about indigo before. Mm-hmm. You know, those kind of colors are really in. Think of like the sunset. So think of like Farm Rio and all those colors that you have that are just like blend in so beautifully. Again, very vibrant. And then we have our metallics with our silver.
Yeah. And then necklines, halter tops, which I think is super interesting, but they're done so well now. So it's not surprising that halter tops are making a comeback. We're seeing a lot of V-neck, tons of V-neck, whether it's in a dress, a t-shirt, I don't care what it is, it's V-necks. And there are still modest style necklines that are out there. But with this trend of quiet luxury, everyone's leaning towards the V-neck. And then for hemlines, we talked about the A-line, but we're also looking at asymmetrical angled hemlines. It's very Y2K. It adds movement to the fabric. And then the fit and flare, which we talked about as well, which is youthful, very 2010, very cute. And the last thing we want to talk about is the one that we've kept alluding to the entire time. And I feel like we have talked about it throughout the episode, but that is quiet luxury. And what that even means, like, so Jen and I were talking about this before we started recording. We're probably going to do like a whole segment on quiet luxury because there's so many aspects to it. But right now in the fashion space, it's all about like looking basic, but also looking rich. And it's like this like weird mix. But to me personally, quiet luxury to me is fabric style, traditional classic pieces. I think, Jen, you said it well in our notes here. It's Ralph Lauren. That's mm-hmm. that is that old money aesthetic. It's Ralph Lauren. It's also investment pieces. And I think that's where I fall in that quiet luxury realm, is finding those investment pieces in the fabrics that I really like and looking at it that way. But you can absolutely do quiet luxury without spending money on luxury and designer.
Yeah, absolutely. You can definitely find this in the thrift store, you know, but it's huge right now, everybody. It really is. So you need to go onto YouTube and just look and see what people are talking about. Everybody is talking about this. It is just all about not flashing this mm-hmm. money, you know, because I think for a long time we went through this whole era again, which is funny because we used to do this, about logos. And
monograms
and yes. every like really showing off luxury pieces and everything. And now it's just about like toning all that down and working, like you said, with pieces like we talked about Ralph Lauren or like Brooks Brothers or like, you know, just like really, really classic styles. A very beautiful tailored white shirt, a really nice fitted blazer, all that kind of look. And we're seeing this leak into a lot of the things that we've talked about too. Like think about mm-hmm. this Bermuda short, the first thing that we talked about, right? Where it's like you had the Bermuda short, but it's been like elevated into this like look where it's like a tailored pant, right? That's been chopped off. mm-hmm. And it's like, even the angle of the leg like flares out. So all of that is all being incorporated into a lot of this summer style. The ballet flat, like Daniela mentioned, you know, with like the whole classic Chanel kind of look. While I know Chanel is not necessarily known as like quiet luxury, but at the same time, a ballet flat is very classic, you know? So I would definitely take a look at kind of what this aesthetic looks like, but definitely as you're seeing, like if you're in the thrift store and you see like a Ralph Lauren blazer, a Ralph Lauren print that has that equestrian style or look, I would definitely look at grabbing that piece because I know people are on the hunt for that. And I don't care if it's vintage or not, if it's got like a horse bit, you know, like those little, like people want that whole look. It is very, very in style. So I think it's kind of fun. It's like very different than what we're seeing. And it is very interesting, this trend, because we have not talked about this trend at all. I did not see this trend coming at all in the things that we've talked about before. Even in spring, nobody was even mentioning anything. It's almost like in just like the past, like 2 months maybe or so, this has become really, really big.
It's very, if you want to equate it to something, I would say French fashion. It's very French fashion. Mm-hmm. But also infused with a little bit of nautical. So it's like equestrian, nautical, and French mixed together. But yeah, if you do a quick Google search and you just type in old money aesthetic or quiet luxury, you're going to see so many things pop up. But I think the most important thing to remember when thinking of this, it's about fabrics. It's about cuts and the cut of the pieces. It's about elevating your look. It's about not shouting that your pieces are expensive. We don't want to know what brand it is. We don't care what brand it is, as long as the material is there. And it's also very monochromatic. So all the pieces kind of flow together. They're the same kind of tones. So yeah, we're going to definitely dive into this more, but I think you need to keep this on your radar. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think it's going to evolve, especially when we start to incorporate sweaters, because sweaters are huge in quiet luxury. That's actually one of the major pieces that you'll see besides a button up in quiet luxury. So I'm excited to dive further into this and see how it evolves as the year goes on. But these are your summer trends, guys. And I think it's a really interesting transition from what we've been seeing. And I'm very curious to see how it's going to keep going into fall and winter. If you had looked at the runways when summer trends came out, you would not have seen quiet luxury or at all on there. So I don't know if what we saw on what the runways have done for fall and winter is even going to matter, because this trend has kind of evolved because of social media. And I don't know. We're excited to see where it goes from here.
Yeah, I'm curious. It's definitely very different from what we've been seeing for a really long time. So I don't know. And you know, like we said, a lot of the stuff that we've talked about is leaking into this quiet luxury. So I am curious to see, will this translate into fall and winter?
I think it will.
I think it will too, but it's definitely something that I think, like you said, we need to do a little bit more research on, because I am a little bit curious as to like, where is this coming from? Why is it coming from now? Like, why all of a sudden, when before it was just about like, bam, bam, in your face, you know, where now it's just, it's very different. There's a big shift happening. But like Daniela said, like, this is definitely an opportunity for you as a reseller to go into the thrift stores and find those pieces, like we said, that are cut very well. And I don't think that brand matters in this point as much. It is more, like you said, about the quality of the piece. That is what people are definitely looking for. So yeah, I think this was a really, really interesting dive into our trends. Like we said, we're really excited to see what is kind of going on and what people are excited about. I know the two of us are very excited. So hopefully you guys found this very entertaining and helpful for you. Danielle and I love looking and talking about all this type of stuff. And then I bet you then sooner than we know it, we'll be talking about fall.
Yeah. In just a short 3 months.
Exactly.
And if you're a Patreon member, head on over. We're going to be talking about our own personal style with all of this that we've just talked about summer trends. And we're going to talk about Banana Republic. Because they're having a moment, guys. They're definitely having a moment. All right. We will chat with you guys next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.